So, if you've looked at upgrading your PC lately, maybe you're just browsing online thinking about a new build. You know that feeling when you check the price for RAM and you just have to stop?
You do a double T.
You do a double take because the price tag for memory, what used to be, a pretty standard part, it just feels fundamentally broken.
It does. And that feeling is unfortunately very accurate. What we're digging into today confirms this isn't just a small supply issue. The reports we've pulled from TrendForce, from manufacturer briefings, they all point to a huge structural shift. They're actually calling it the memory crisis of 2026.
The memory crisis. Okay, so let's unpack that because our mission today is to figure out what is going on. We're going to tackle, what, three big questions?
I think so. Yeah.
First, why are prices so astronomically high? And the answer seems to be something called the AI tax.
We'll get into that.
Second, what are these new technologies like DDR6 and this weird new CAM M2 thing, and why are they making it worse?
And then the big one.
And the big one, most important for you listening,
Yeah.
how do you survive this? How do you make smart choices until things hopefully calm down in 2027?
Exactly. Because right now, the market is just, it's brutal for anyone who isn't paying close attention.
Okay, let's start with the horror charts. Let's quantify this shock. The January 2026 TrendForce report. This is the one that really lit the fire. It said the spot price for the raw 8 gigabit DRAM dies. So the actual
The
silicon,
basic building block.
it surged by 145%.
145.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a staggering number, and that's year over year.
That's not normal inflation. That's not a supply chain hiccup.
No, not at all. A bad spike in the past might be, what, 30, maybe 50%?
Right.
145% signals that the consumer market has, in a way, failed. It's broken.
So who's getting hit the hardest by this?
Well, really everyone, but especially anyone on a budget. The
Yeah.
cheap stuff, basic DDR5 4800,
Yeah, the entry level
it's
sticks.
basically gone. Manufacturers just stopped making it. There's no profit in it for them anymore.
And the high-end stuff, the fast DDR5.
It's a luxury good now, pure luxury. You're paying three, four, maybe five times what the same capacity cost you back in 2024.
You know, what's really interesting, though, and kind of maddening, is if you look at the manufacturer financials, Samsung, SK
Oh,
Hynix,
yeah.
this crisis is making them a fortune. Their profit margins on RAM have gone from, what, a pretty standard 10%
Which is already pretty thin for silicon.
to an unbelievable 45%.
45. And that extra 35%, that's coming directly from your wallet. It's a direct transfer of wealth, really.
So if they're all raising prices and cutting supply, isn't that, I don't know, an antitrust issue? Why isn't anyone stepping in?
That's a great question. And the reports sort of touch on this. It's less about collusion and more about a physics and an economics problem they're all facing,
Okay.
which brings us to the root cause, the AI tax.
The AI tax.
Yeah.
So this is all about the huge demand for AI
It
chips.
is. Specifically for a type of memory called high bandwidth memory, or HBM, the latest is HBM3E.
And that's the stuff that goes into the huge NVIDIA B200 servers and things like that.
Exactly. And that's where those 45% profit margins are. The choice for a manufacturer is stark.
So why can't they just make both? Make some for the gamers and some for the AI data centers.
Ah, that's the bottleneck. It comes down to a manufacturing process called TSV.
Through silicon via. Okay, you're gonna have to break that down.
Right, so normal RAM lies flat. HBM memory is stacked vertically. Think of a tiny silicon skyscraper.
Okay, I'm with you.
To connect all those stacked layers, all those floors, you need to drill microscopic holes straight down through the silicon with lasers,
Wow.
and then fill those holes to make tiny vertical wires. That's TSV.
So I had this analogy in my head. Is it like trying to stack 10 pancakes perfectly?
It's a good start, but it's even harder.
Okay.
It's like stacking the pancakes and then having to weld 100 tiny connections between each one without making the whole tower fall over. It's incredibly slow and complex.
And it takes up a ton of factory space, I'm guessing.
It takes up the most valuable real estate there is, the clean room. And that space is finite.
Ah, so there's the choice, the zero-sum game.
Precisely. Samsung and SK Hynix looked at their limited clean room capacity and said, okay, we can make consumer DDR5 for a 10% profit.
Or we can make HBM for AI servers and get 45%
It was
profit.
an easy choice for them to make. They converted their lines. And the result, an estimated 30% drop in the global supply of consumer RAM.
A 30% drop in supply, that alone is a huge problem.
It is, but it's only half the story.
Because at the exact same time, demand just exploded.
Doubled almost overnight. thanks to one product release.
Microsoft Windows 12.
The perfect storm. Because Windows 12 isn't just an update, it's an architectural shift. It puts AI at the absolute core of the OS.
You're talking about things like Copilot Pro Local, right? The AI features that run on your machine, not in the cloud.
Exactly. And to do that, it needs to keep these small language models, these SLMs, loaded in your system RAM all the time.
And that's where the NPU comes in, the neural processing unit.
Right. Which is now basically mandatory for a new PC. And unlike a graphics card, which has its own VRAM,
its own dedicated memory,
the NPU uses what's called a unified memory architecture. It just carves out a huge piece of your main system RAM for itself.
Okay, let's make that real. I've got a standard 16 gigabyte system. Used to be plenty.
The standard for years.
I install Windows 12. What happens?
The NPU activates and it might reserve 8 gigabytes just for itself. To keep those AI models ready.
It just takes it. So my 16 gig system is now effectively an 8 gig system for my actual programs, for my games, for Chrome.
That's it, exactly. And suddenly 8 gigs is not enough for a smooth experience. So what the analyst found is that this one change
made 32 gigabytes the new minimum.
The absolute baseline. It doubled consumer demand instantly.
Wow. So supply drops 30%, demand doubles.
And that's how you get a 145% price spike.
Yeah.
It's the perfect painful storm.
Then it doesn't stop there because the hardware itself is getting more complex and expensive to make.
Yes, which leads us to the engineering nightmares.
Right. Let's start with the stick itself. We're seeing the end of the DIMM, the module we've used for, what, 20 years?
At least. And now we have KMM2, the compression-attached memory module.
Which looks completely different. It's not a stick that stands up.
No, it's a flat rectangle that you literally bolt down onto the motherboard.
Wait, what's the point of such a big change?
Speed. It's all about signal integrity. Because it lies flat, the little electrical pathways from the memory to the CPU are 50% shorter.
Okay.
Shorter path, less electrical noise, which means you can run it much, much faster.
Sounds good in theory. What's the catch?
The catch is cost and compatibility. First, you need a brand new motherboard. Your old sticks are useless.
Of course.
Second, that connector mechanism is really complex and expensive to manufacture. It has to apply perfect pressure across the whole slab.
So it's another forced, expensive upgrade.
It is. And then there's the tech inside the chips themselves, DDR6.
Right, which is targeting these insane speeds, like 12,800 megatransfers per second.
To get there, they had to ditch the way RAM has always worked, which is, you know, a simple binary signal, an on or an off, a 0 or a 1.
Okay.
DDR6 uses something called PM4 signaling.
PM4, so how does that work?
Instead of two voltage levels for on and off, it uses four distinct voltage levels.
Four.
Yeah. So to a single clock cycle, it can send two bits of data instead of one. Mm. 0, 0, 1, 10, or 11. You double the speed.
That sounds, I don't know, a lot more delicate. Like it's easier to make a mistake between four levels than just two.
That is the incredibly expensive problem. It is much more susceptible to noise. It's like trying to hear four quiet conversations at once instead of one loud one.
So how do you stop your data from just getting corrupted instantly?
You have to build very expensive safety systems directly onto the memory chip. Things like on-die error correction, on-die ECC.
So the chip is constantly checking itself for errors.
Constantly. And you need super advanced voltage controllers, PMICs, to keep that power delivery perfectly clean. All of that costs a lot of money.
Which is why a stick of DDR6 costs three times more than the same size DDR5 stick.
The cost is just baked into the complexity of the technology now.
Which brings us to, I think, the shadiest part of this whole crisis, how laptop makers are using it to their advantage, the soldered conspiracy.
It's a fitting name.
Yeah.
What we're seeing is companies like Dell, HP, pushing soldered RAM LPDDR6X in everything, even pro-level machines.
And they sell it as a feature, right? Oh, it's more power efficient because it's closer to the CPU.
And look, it is marginally more efficient, but the sources are clear.
Mm.
The real motive is profit, pure and simple.
Because if the RAM is soldered on, you can't upgrade it yourself later.
You can't. They kill the user serviceable laptop. They lock you into a decision at the point of sale.
Explain that trap.
Okay, you buy a laptop with 16 gigs. It's a decent price. Mm. 6 months later, you realize Windows 12 is a memory hog. You need 32.
Yep.
You can't just go buy a stick for $100 and pop it in. You're stuck. Yep. You should have paid them their, you know, $400 upgrade fee when you first bought the machine.
It's just a money grab, capitalizing on the crisis to force expensive upgrades.
It's the end of an era for affordable, long-lasting laptops.
Okay, that's a lot of bad news. But we promised a survival guide. So let's talk about what people listening right now can actually do.
Right. Smart strategies. Number one, just delay AMM2.
The new flat modules. Don't be the first adopter.
Don't be the guinea pig. First-gen tech is always overpriced, often has weird bugs. Stick with a mature DDR5 platform. It's safe, it's stable, and it's fast enough.
Good advice. Okay, strategy two. This one is about the AI workloads.
Yes, capacity is king. It's always better than raw speed.
So don't get tempted by the super fast, super expensive 32 gig kit.
Exactly. For running these new AI features, having more memory is way more important. So look at the weird sizes, the non-binary kits.
Like the 24 gigabyte sticks, so you can get a 48 gig kit.
Yes. 48 gigabytes of mid-speed RAM, say DDR5 6000, will give you a much, much smoother experience than 32 gigs of ultra-fast memory. That extra capacity is your breathing room.
That makes a ton of sense. Okay, and the third strategy is more of a warning.
It is a serious one. Beware of recycled chips.
What does that mean?
Because prices are so high, the gray market is getting flooded with memory that's labeled new, but it's actually been pulled from old servers.
So these are chips that have been running 2047 in a hot data center for years.
For years. They have a much shorter lifespan. They can be unstable. Mm-hmm. It's a huge risk. If a deal seems too good to be true.
It is.
It absolutely is. Stick to well-known brands from authorized sellers. You need that lifetime warranty now more than ever.
This whole crisis is just a really harsh lesson in, I don't know, how fragile everything is and how the massive appetite of AI can just completely starve the normal consumer market.
It's a tectonic shift in who gets the resources. And unfortunately, it's not going to get better overnight.
What's the outlook?
The consensus is that prices will stay high, probably until mid-2027.
2027, wow.
That's when the big new fabrication plants, the new fabs in Texas and Arizona, are supposed to come online and finally add enough new capacity to ease the pressure.
So until then, we're kind of stuck.
We are.
Which means you have to think differently about the hardware you already own. Treat those old RAM sticks in your current machine with respect. They are, quite literally, worth more than gold right now.
It's true.
So the question to think about is this. Knowing a replacement will cost you 145% more, what components in your PC will you hold onto for dear life? That's the calculation every single one of us is making in 2026.